The database launched by the Environmental Working Group last week lets anyone type in a zip code and find out what's in the water. With this national tap water database, you can also sign up for email alerts and the latest news relating to drinking water. But you won't find Gen X when you type in a Wilmington zip code.
Right now, we're looking at the unregulated contaminant monitoring list that is provided by the EPA. They are supposed to update it every 5 years. And the one we're looking at was put together in
Dr. Suzanne Brander is studying the Environmental Protection Agency's website, looking at lists of chemicals and byproducts. She's a UNC Wilmington toxicologist.
The newer compounds, like Gen X and the other perfluorinated ether compounds that were detected in the study led by Dr. Canapi, are not yet on this list. And the jury is still out as to whether they'll be included on the updated.
Now, is this something that the EWG is pulling their information from?
Yeah, so the information in the EWG's database is all being gathered from this list, and this is the list of unregulated contaminants that all drinking water establishments measure. So they're not measuring any contaminants outside of this list. And I will emphasize that there are many other contaminants of concern that are not on this, not included on this list.
Dr. Detlef Knappe, the North Carolina State University professor who helped make Gen X a household word here in the region, has explored the EWG tap water database.
They basically, for Wilmington, for example, they have 10 contaminants that they detected above the health guidelines.
Which means how many do you think might have been left out?
Well, that's a $1 million question. Well, certainly left out were all of the compounds that we're discussing these days, Gen X and the other fluorinated ethers.
What's included in the EWG list are things common in many drinking water systems across the country.
Oh, the database itself, a lot of it are the disinfection byproducts. You know, there's bromate and bromodichloromethane and chloroform, dibromochloromethane, dichloroacetic acid, total trihalomethanes, trichloroacetic acid. All of those are disinfection byproducts, and every drinking water around the country will have them.
That's not to sell the EWG tool short. The organization put 2 years of effort into its creation. David Andrews is a senior scientist with the EWG.
We have water testing results for over 50,000 utilities across the country. To collect the data, we went to all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and their health, their water authorities, who collated the results from all the utilities within their jurisdiction.
Andrews says their work was affected by what others have and have not tested for.
Gen X is not listed in the report or the database, and that brings up an interesting point in terms of we're really limited to what these utilities have tested for, and so these utilities have a set list of contaminants, often mandated under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Occasionally, there's unregulated contaminants that they're testing for, but Gen X is not a chemical that is standard in terms of testing. And there's really no information about its occurrence in drinking water across the country outside of the tests in the Cape Fear River Basin and in a few other locations across the country.
Dr. Brander is a supporter of the Environmental Working Group's efforts.
It's a great tool, and I will say that I really appreciate the Environmental Working Group's efforts to point out these types of issues. They also have great tools when it comes to finding out which fruits and vegetables are more likely to have certain types of pesticides, for example. They're a great organization, but the list is by no means all-inclusive. You know.
Disinfection of water, ironically, creates byproducts that can create illnesses, including cancer. Again, Dr. Canapé.
You know, when it comes to disinfection, we basically make this trade-off. We say, well, if we chlorinate water, we prevent waterborne diseases like cholera and typhoid fever and so on. But one thing that we accept in return is that there is this chronic cancer risk that comes from the disinfection byproduct. And that's basically what the majority of the compounds are on this EWG website when it comes to the CFPUA water, for example.
When it comes to water, there will always be a risk.
Well, we can't have water that has no risk. You know, so there is this damned if you do, damned if you don't piece to it. You know, so we trade one very acute risk for a much, much lower risk.
How do you think this story is going to end?
It's a good question. You know, it really, the problem is at the federal level. This isn't necessarily just a problem for the state of North Carolina. For all of these unregulated compounds, particularly perfluorinated compounds, I can't predict the future. If I could predict it and it was my ideal version of the future, we would have a better ability to regulate these types of chemicals at the federal level. The EPA right now is often blamed for these problems, but then at the same time, we're taking the resources away from them that they need to actually do anything about these issues.
That holds true for Gen X and the discharges from Chemours upstream, as well as what's listed in the EWG tap water database.
It's terrible that people have been drinking this compound from what we can tell, several decades at this point. But in the long run, this discovery will hopefully spur further research and further improvements to current technologies for treating drinking water.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.